Hi, I'm Kristen Holmes, Senior Manager of Communications at Frito-Lay North America. Thanks for visiting Snack Chat, where we bring you firsthand accounts of the good, fun work we're doing at Frito-Lay. As you've probably heard about in the news, for the fourth year in a row, the Doritos team is currently sponsoring the Crash the Super Bowl contest. The contest invites consumers to create and submit TV ads that bring the Doritos brand to life for a chance to see their ad play during the Super Bowl. So let's talk more about the Crash the Super Bowl program with Michael. Welcome, Michael. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, this marks the fourth annual Crash the Super Bowl contest. What is it about the program that continues to resonate with consumers year after year?
The biggest thing about it is that we're really giving consumers control over the Doritos brand, something that they love and they experience oftentimes every day. And it's a really great and impactful way for them to pursue passions. A lot of our makers are really passionate about what they do, and we're giving them access to the biggest stage in the world, which is the Super Bowl. So it's been a tremendous success in terms of really engaging people around their passions and then giving them the chance to be heard.
So this year you've changed it up a bit. Tell us more about the stakes and how the contest differs from past years.
Yeah, we really took it up a notch this year. After last year's success, winning number one in the USA Today ad meter, we said, how do we top that? And we took a bold step and said, hey, you know what? In the history of the ad meter over the last 20 years at least, only two brands have ever swept the top three spots, and it's Budweiser and Pepsi. And so we said, hey, let's take a shot at that. Let's let consumers, if consumers have proven that they can win number one, what about the chance of doing something only a couple of big brands have ever done in the history of the ad meter? So we said, let's go for it. Let's try and dominate. Let's take the top three.
And with that top three, bigger prize money this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So last year we gave $1 million to the Herbert Brothers when they won with free Doritos. And this year the prize pool is $5 million. It's $1 million again if you get number one, $600,000 if you get number two, $400,000 if you get number three. And then if we get all three, there's $1 million kicker on top for everybody else.
Pretty good incentive to participate this year. Tell us more about the ad submissions that you received and what really impressed you most this year.
Yeah, this year was pretty amazing. I think last year, because of the success of Free Doritos, we got a ton of ads. And also, $5 million prize pool, it's pretty attractive. We more than doubled our submissions, so we had over 4,000 video submissions. It was pretty amazing. And I'll tell you, the quality of the submissions that we got this year was really, really high. And it had some really funny ads, some really funny spots, and some that pushed the limits, I think, a little bit more than we would like. But it was a ton of fun to watch how people embrace our brand and bring it to life or express it in their own ways. It's an exciting thing to experience. Flavor Flav actually submitted a spot, and then there were a couple other spots with some other celebrities, but that was a favorite.
So now we're down to the six finalists, so the six consumer-created Doritos ads that the public's voting on right now to determine which three spots will air during the Super Bowl. How much more time do we have left to vote?
Only a couple days. Sunday is the last day. So if everyone could, go to crashthesuperbowl.com and vote. And vote every day, because we're trying to help these guys out. And so if you've got a favorite, go out there and vote every day.
I absolutely agree. And I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. I'm looking forward to seeing which three ads actually air during the Super Bowl on February 7th. And I know which one I'm voting for. I've already been voting for it, and I'm going to keep going back and voting for it until the deadline. So thanks again for being here.
Great, thank you.
To learn more about the Crash the Super Bowl contest and to vote for your favorite finalist video, go to www.crashthesuperbowl.com.